Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Dumb Money Live podcast. The FTX story just keeps getting more insane. Today we learned some new things in the FTX bankruptcy filing. Things like they didn't keep a record of who even worked at the company, that they had billions of dollars invested in things other than crypto, but somehow didn't keep records of those investments either. And my personal favorite, that FTX loaned $1 billion to their CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, for personal use. Earlier today on Dumb Money Live, we talked about the whole FTX debacle, the complete lack of due diligence from the VCs that backed the platform, what it could mean for the celebrities and influencers that promoted FTX, and our thought process when we had the chance at a private equity investment in FTX is kind of buried in the middle of the live show, but I thought it was worth sharing again in this video.
Not to say anything negative about anyone that didn't make this decision, because I don't think this is a very hard thing for people to wrap their head around, that a company could have done what this company did. And I don't blame anybody that was doing ads and stuff like that. But I had an opportunity, and you did, and we had an opportunity at Dumb Money to make quite a bit of money off of FTX. Okay. Mm-hmm. Quite a bit of money. I just want everybody in our world to know that we said no. And we didn't say no because we did research on FTX and we knew that they were fraudulent or whatever, right?
Like, we said no because we say no to all advertising. I thought that this Sam, what are they calling him? Ripoff fraud now? I think that.
I don't think that's what they call him, but that it's fine.
It's going around. Sam bankrupt fraud, I think, is what they're calling him.
Oh, is that the?
Yeah, that's the new meme. Or at least I saw that. I don't know. But he seemed like he was the one testifying to Congress. He did such a good job of, like, when they make this an American Greed episode, it has such a perfect, like, backstory of, like, doing all those things that normally happen to build up your reputation so that you are the least detected person to walk away with billions of dollars.
Do you think he walks away, Dave?
I think that he doesn't. I don't know what exactly his personal financial situation is. I know that FTX gave him loans of millions or billions. I can't remember what the headline said. I don't know what he's personally going to end up with this. I just think that the whole thing blew up and customers are not going to see their money again. And then after that, the BlockFi and Genesis freeze yesterday. BlockFi and what's the other one? I've talked about them on my channel because of their credit card. What is it? Not BlockFi. Genesis and Gemini.
Yes.
BlockFi is the one I had their credit card. Genesis is the big lending company that Gemini uses for their earn program, and yesterday they froze the accounts, or they froze the ability to withdraw from their earn program because of the people they were lending to were not only affected by Three Arrows Capital a while back, but now had more exposure than they initially said to.
All I know, Dave, is this story has everything. This is going to be the greatest film ever. It has everything. It has the drama of the shady stuff that they were doing as a group down there, the amphetamines, what are they calling them down there? They're doing
talking about hugging parties?
They were doing snuggling
parties.
No, it's
polygamy. They had a polygamy ranch or something.
Allegedly. Whatever they want to call it.
If anybody wants to invite me to a snuggle party, don't. That's like my worst nightmare.
So you're telling me like our dumb money 2023 get together shouldn't be a snuggling?
Not going to be a cuddle party?
If you want to do that,
cuddle
that's
party,
fine.
That's what it's called.
I will leave when that starts to happen.
I think snuggling is worse than cuddling. Oh,
no. They both sound pretty bad to me. Just don't touch me. That's my. You can have some drinks for as long as you want to. Just, you know, we don't need to cuddle.
There, apparently, according to the chat, there are 10 different documentaries coming out about FTX in 2023. Wouldn't be surprised. You're listening to the Dumb Money Live podcast.
Why is this guy not arrested yet?
He's not in the United States. I find it interesting that, so, you know, there were rumors that he was being held by the Bahamian authorities. But then yesterday I saw pictures of him like walking around a supermarket, and who knows, yeah. Right? It's the internet. So those pictures could be like a month old or whatever, but
last I heard he was being shipped back to the US. For some reason. Last I heard he was coming back to the US to be questioned by authorities, but
now I did hear that the New York Manhattan district office is putting together charges. So fraud charges. So we'll see how that goes.
But what about this new class action lawsuit against celebrities who endorsed it? Yeah. I think is the big story.
So, you know, I've heard a few state reps that took money from FTX.
They were one of the biggest donors to the Democratic Party.
Right. Some of those state reps are giving the money back. Now, you don't hear any of the big guys doing that, but so there's a lawsuit. It has Larry David. It's got the Bradys. It's got a few other people. It's probably got Kevin O'Leary.
It does.
And yeah, I mean, if you took promotional dollars from these guys, what do you think? Do you have to give that money back?
That's the question. Is it your job as a spokesperson, as a you're just a marketing face? Is it your job to research and understand crypto, or is it just you being paid, or
does this fall under like a clawback? But then the fraud has to hit for the clawback to come in.
Yes.
I know that Tom Brady was paid partially, at least partially, in shares of FTX. And so that's wiped out. He was also paid in cash. He had to be. And it also kind of depends on the nature of what you say. Like the Larry David Super Bowl commercial is him being like, yeah, I don't know about this whole crypto thing. He didn't write those lines. It's an ad agency who wrote those lines.
No, I was literally just saying that I didn't.
Okay. So I have a great way to understand this. Okay. So here's the deal. Let's pretend that there is a full-on criminal. I mean, full-on criminal. That just needs to pull over like a crime on some people, and not a company, just a criminal. And that criminal comes to you and says, Dave, I'm going to pay you $5,000 to, I don't know, go on your show and promote this product that is just it's not even real. It's fake or whatever. It's just, there's nothing there. You don't know this guy's a criminal. But you go on there and you're like, hey, this guy, Billy Bob, has these awesome things. You should pay him for this stuff. They're really cool. And then a bunch of people pay this guy for these things and they never get them. He just never sent him anything. The whole thing was a fraud scheme, right? It doesn't really matter whether you did research or not. That money was crime money, right? And you're going to have to give that money back. So it doesn't matter that you didn't do anything wrong, like you didn't realize it. It's not that it's your fault even. It's just that money has to come back. Now, the problem is when you put it under a big company, it's the same exact thing. There's no difference, right? There's no difference. It's still the same thing. It works the same way. And that's why Bernie Madoff, they've been able to claw back 75 cents of every single dollar, because every penny that move from Madoff to anyone else, that money is dirty money that will get clawed back. And yes, I have to tell you, based on the precedent of what happened with Madoff, this is a thing now. And I think every dollar is going to get clawed back from every person that received money for anything that came. If this goes down as the fraud that we think it is, and that doesn't necessarily mean that those people that did that stuff were bad people or made a mistake.
Right. It's if you're somebody like Larry David, or if you're somebody like Kevin O'Leary, don't you just jump out in front of this and say, hey, look, I don't know what's going on. I'm actually going to give back all my endorsement dollars. I lost money in this. I'm going to lose money in this company.
Hell.
But you know what?
Well, Kevin O'Leary was an investor in the company.
Any money that they paid me, I'm going to go. Let's create a fund that's going to go to making whole as many of the investors as possible. And I'm going to put those promotional dollars back in, right? And
Kevin O'Leary has lost money. He was an investor in the company. He was probably also receiving promotional
also
money in exchange for additional shares of FTX.
Right.
He was.
I just don't know that, like, if you're talking about the Bernie Madoff money, that was that promoters? Like, Bernie wasn't running advertisements for his scam. He was basically just scamming people. This is different.
Dave, I believe the way it works is any money that goes out, it doesn't matter. Like, it's going to get caught. If it was dirty money, I think it comes back.
Well, the interesting thing here is the money that went to the advertising partners is one pool of money, but all of the money that was left in the account, they got hacked right around the time when it would have been convenient, and anything left that was sitting in the account got drained out.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what happened
there? Why is no one talking about that still?
Well, people are talking about that. It's a very...
$700 million on that Friday night they got hacked. Like, everyone was talking about it for a day, and then no one talked about that again. I'm curious, who was that? Like, because there were rumors that it was...
They're following the money. Basically, at this point, the last I saw, that all of that hacked coins have been converted into Ethereum, and now it's one of the top holding Ethereum accounts. There's a wallet. Everyone's watching the wallet. They know where the money is. They just don't know whose money it is. And so likely that money will go into one of those Blender sites and then come out, you know, washed on the other end, and someone's gonna get away with it. You're listening to the Dumb Money Live podcast. There was a backdoor that allowed them to move money out of the platform and into their Alameda research division without notifying anyone in the company. I think that it's likely that there was that backdoor was not fully protected. Well, and somebody who had access, it had to be inside, because how would it be so? Why wouldn't they have drained the accounts before any of this went down? If it was just, oh, this is a security flaw, someone finds it, they would have drained it before.
Yeah, the timing
before
is very
the company
fishy.
Blew up.
The timing is very fishy. So,
I'll tell you this: reading some of his, I guess, DMs. Or messages that he sent, I guess, to Vox and stuff like that the last couple days. That to me is stunning. He's literally making fun of the entire system. He's basically has come out from what I'm interpreting, and is stating that he didn't care about compliance. He thinks compliance is a joke. It's all basically a front. They pretend to be compliant. They can pretend to talk to regulators, and the entire thing was like a joke to him. The fact that they had so few employees working on stuff, like, I don't know if it was an intentional from the very beginning, like an intentional, we're going to just defraud, or if they're that.
I almost think it's more incompetence than intentional fraud. I think they built this thing. They didn't have a CFO. They weren't really watching what was going on, and they got over leveraged, and then a bank run happened because one of their enemies, CZ, tweeted, and they were that, like, just a house of cards ready to collapse.
So on one hand, okay, he went to MIT.
I think
right?
I don't know that it was intentional from the beginning, but there's so much evidence that what he was doing was just building a reputation. He had a squeaky clean reputation. And that's why I think celebrities were willing to do an endorsement. I don't think that anybody suspected that he was going to turn fraudster. And I don't even know that he knew that he was going to be fraudster. But once it starts to fall apart...
I mean, but sounds like if what we hear is true, then, you know, somebody was committing some sort of crime the whole time, right? If all of that stuff is true.
So, all right. So first of all, he had, you know, a very shady compliance officer, I guess, formerly was over the fraud ring with online offshore online casinos, where they were basically, you know, defrauding players in those online casinos. That's just amazing to me. By the way, the Sequoia comes out and says that they did due diligence and they didn't see who the compliance officer of the company was, or that they didn't have controls in place. I mean, that's just ridiculous on Sequoia's part.
But you have to remember that the due diligence that these VCs that were trying to, like, the entire crypto market was just going up. There was a mad race to be an investor in the companies that were supposedly just killing it. We've been investors in private companies. And a lot of times our due diligence is, well, we don't want to be the lead investor. We're going to wait for someone else to be a lead investor. And we just assume that they do the due diligence because they're way bigger than us. They have way more money at stake than us. And we put a few dollars in at the end.
Maybe you.
That's me. No, I will totally admit that I have not done due diligence on some of the private investments that I have made into private
companies.
We're
also not investing other people's money, and investing hundreds of millions of dollars of other people's money. So as one of the leads. So, like, I just think
That's why I would rely on them to do the due diligence. For me personally, I would rely on them. But I feel like there was such a FOMO going on, a gold rush, a mad rush for people. Anyway, everybody wanted to be involved and invested in FTX. I bet, Chris Camillo, if you were given the opportunity to invest in FTX when the market was on fire, you would have been like, I'll take it. I would love to buy some shares.
The FTX opportunity crossed my path, and I had really I had no interest in it because I didn't know much about FTX. But I did know that everybody that I knew that was kind of an institutional guy was so pumped on them. I was like, why are you guys? The valuations I thought were insane. Like, for me, I saw the valuations in the tens of billions of dollars. I was like, I don't understand why. Because at the time we invested in Coinbase privately, right? Remember that? That was our big trade.
And Robinhood. Those turned out great.
Yeah. Yeah. So they both turned out great for me. I mean, I got out of Coinbase, I think the day we got our share, literally the day it went public, or the 2 days after, or something like that. So that worked out great. And Robinhood worked out great because I got out of half my shares ready the day we were able to sell. But guys, like, I don't know. I think the due diligence process was absolutely insane for an institutional fund of that size. I think that's just totally inappropriate. It is what it is. I think the most interesting thing to come out of this, though, in terms of understanding the intelligence level of Sam, is that I guess this video game that he played has various kind of skill levels, and he's been playing it for a couple of years. And evidently, he only got up to like a bronze, which people are like, that's a red flag to be playing that game for 2 years and be at. No, I know it sounds stupid, but like, he obviously went to MIT. He's not ridiculous. You know, he's relatively smart, right, in certain ways. But that is kind of a red flag that he was playing that game for that long and was unable to get above what is a level that most people say a kid could easily get above relatively quickly.
I just know that he was also playing a video game during his investor presentation calls, and people were still blown away by what he had to say. They all wanted to throw money at him.
Yeah.
So whether he's good at playing a video game or not, he was really good at playing VC investors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the con men are. I mean, it's but the crazy thing is, like, you look at him and you just think, yeah, he seems like a guy that's on amphetamines, right? Like, he just seems like, and taking sleeping pills at night. Like, he's seen that disorderly. His hair, his shirt has like stains on it, right?
There was some patch that he's taking that is like an intradermal patch that it makes you like smarter, better focused. It's like one of those magic pills from that movie. I can't remember the movie.
Yeah, it didn't work. It didn't work.
Well, sure got him ramped up to billionaire status in a hurry, and it all came crumbling down even faster.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. You know, guys that look like him, talk like him, act like him are going to have a very hard time raising money, I would imagine, the next 5 to 10 years until people forget again.
Oh, anyone trying to raise money for any kind of a crypto platform. Like, I feel bad for the legitimate people out there in the space who are trying to build something legitimate. because they're not going to be able to get any investment dollars, I would think. I wouldn't invest. I'm trying to think, would I have invested in FTX? I didn't have the opportunity to invest in it as a platform. I was given promotional opportunities to promote them. But I didn't do any of that. I was never a paid spokesperson for any crypto platforms, even crypto.com, which I talked about their credit card a lot. Those were never sponsored videos. Those were just my opinions.
Oh, really? I was worried about you. I was like, time I see something about crypto.com, I'm like, oh boy, now Dave's going to go down.
I was using affiliate links, but I have a very distinct difference. I would always disclose these are affiliate links. I usually only would use an affiliate link if it gives the customer something better. Like, you can only get your $200 of free stock if you use this link. But no, I've never accepted any sponsorship dollars from any crypto companies ever.
And you've also been pretty pragmatic with your viewpoints on when you thought it was good, when it was not good, what the risk factors were, and what you were doing, to earn money from it.
When I talked about I got every crypto card ever issued. FTX was included, and it was a card that there's no reason to even bother getting this card because it doesn't give you any benefits. I think that was my exact review.